Ariana here.
Jamal is in the building.
And you are listening to Classes in Session. So this episode is a bit touchy.
Oh, Jesus.
Unsolicited advice. What is unsolicited advice?
It's when somebody tells you something that you ain't asked. You telling me how to do something or what I should do. And then nobody asks you. What?
Well said. You took the words right out of my mouth. So basically, I did a little research before this one.
And you quoting Webster now?
No. Okay. I was wondering, like, basically, what type of person gives unsolicited advice?
Where you find this at?
Don't question me. What type of person gives unsolicited advice, and then how you can keep from doing it, essentially. So what I learned in my research is that people tend to give unsolicited advice when they need to feel powerful. Mm. Like when they want to be in control of a situation.
Or involved.
I mean, yeah, but it's like you're doing something and you're telling somebody about it, but then they just kind of take over the whole situation and put themselves in your shoes without even thinking twice about it.
Like, not even asking if they can wear your shoes.
So one thing that helps is, like, be a listening ear. Like, know how to listen. You can be an active listener, but don't just take over because it's not about you. It's about the person that's bringing the subject to you.
Okay. I like this one. I like where it's going.
Okay. I guess, do you have an example of unsolicited advice? Because mine can be kind of cutthroat. But I still want to give my example, but I want to ask you first.
I don't really have an example. I brush it off so smooth that it don't even touch me. Like, so I can't just think or go back to, like, an exact example. It probably happens all the time, but it's like, it don't really get to me or bother me, so I don't remember it.
I feel like it's almost human nature.
Mm-hmm. And it's Jamal nature to just, just dodge that until it's up. What about that one? Because honestly, when people give me unsolicited advice, I let them go ahead and give it to me. I actually kind of ask them more. Oh, for real? So what you doing this? Okay, what you doing this situation? Oh, what? Oh, how do you handle that? Oh, okay. And I don't listen to none of it.
So why do you even entertain it?
I don't know. So I can leave them feeling powerful. Feel as powerful as you need to. But I'm not going to listen to it at all.
I think that's a bad thing.
Didn't ask you that. No,
the reason I say that's a bad thing is because you're so prone to not listening that you not listen in situations that you should be listening in.
No. I'd be like, you know, what is it? Your peripheral, like you look at your peripheral, like, I don't know exactly what's happening, but if anything out the ordinary go wrong, something, I'm on it. That's how I listen.
I don't like that.
Of course.
And you what's crazy, what you just made me think of something. When we took that baby to his swim lessons, and I was like, you can get in the water with him this time, yada yada yada. I was like, make sure you listen to the instructor. Your response was, oh, I gotta listen.
I can't watch him. That's what I was thinking. Like, I can't watch him. You know,
nah.
She talked and she showed us. But I did listen and I watched.
So you wanted to just be involved in the swim lessons and not listen.
Man, let's get back to the normal program, this unsolicited advice, because I don't got time for it.
Okay, I'm about to give some unsolicited advice some listeners, because it's important. Listen to the swim instructor when you're dealing with that baby.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, anyway. So,
what about your example, cutthroat?
Ooh, don't cut me off.
No, you want to, yeah, come on.
Okay, I think a more recent example would be that baby. First time parents over here, and let me just say, we're killing it, you know?
Oh, Jesus.
But there's so much unsolicited advice about the way you should run your household, essentially.
Sure, it's run your household or just take care of the baby.
Ooh, honey, it start with the baby. The baby is the gateway. Then it goes into, well, you should do this. You should do this. This, that, and the third. I'm okay with advice as long as I need it. As long as I ask for it. Like, advice is not a bad thing. I appreciate the help.
Right.
But give me time.
So you're saying, hey, at least see me struggling before you try to, like, even if I don't ask, at least see me struggling before you try to jump in.
Not see me struggling. See that I'm doing this the way I think is best. And when I feel like I've put my all into it and it's not working, and I come to you and say, I've tried this. What do you think? That's when, you know, that's when you should step in and give all the advice you want to. Because it's literally being requested.
I have been given some unsolicited advice.
See, we give unsolicited. That's why I said in the beginning, I said it's human nature. Because it's almost like when someone comes to you and you've been in that situation before, it's like, oh, especially if your outcome was a good outcome. It's like, oh, I'm a pro at this. I'm going to go ahead and tell you what you need to do.
So I did know, of course, I've been given it like my whole life all the time. But I can remember now of a time where it was like, that did bother me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need me to go back and give them
go,
a story,
go back and get it, sweet baby.
Okay.
Shout out to sweet baby.
Okay. You weren't there. You heard. So it was after my mom passed. And I'm not putting anybody on blast, but people was...
Just saying, this is a real raw podcast. We're helping somebody.
I know, and I'm the rawest, but I'm not going to do that. Okay, so people was giving advice. I was trying to think, were they giving like in the form of a question? But it's like they're trying to push their advice on you, and it's like, where does this come from? Me and my mom and I talked about this 1,000 times. You know what I'm saying? Where did you come in at? You didn't talk about it with her. Like, we really talked about this. And it was just, you know, it was borderline disrespectful, especially at a time like that, where here you are just advice after advice. Like, one example, we were having, like, the family and, like, 3 or 4 of my mom's friends to see the body only because my mom always talked about that. She didn't want all the fake people to just be up there looking at her body, just there to see her body, not even there to, you know, like, really pay their respects. So we did the viewing of the body for only the family and, you know, like she said, 3 or 4 of her close friends. And she always said this. And so I get a call. Bring. Hey, Jamal, this such and such. First of all, you know, 256 numbers calling my phone. I changed my number, you know, 4 years ago. So if I get a 256 number calling me, it's something wrong. So, and your number not in my phone. Hey, Jamal, such and such told me, you know, it was private, but we just want to know if we could come. I'm like, hold up. hold up. Like, what? Like... You know, and I was at y'all house, and, you know, you probably didn't even know who was on the call, what was going on, but I'm like, not only did they ask about themselves coming to the private view, they asked could their sister come as well. So I'm like, God dang, I really like your sister. You know?
Not you, your sister.
No, you know, ain't nothing with you either way, but I really like your sister. I like when she speaks, but not this time. So you know me. I was taken so like left field by the whole thing that I didn't even give an answer when this person first called. And the call was like a minute, 2 minutes. So I just said, no, we done told everybody that's gonna come, and you know, I said, you know what? Is this your number? Yeah, this my number. I'll be here, you know, and this time tomorrow I'll be here too. All right, I'm going to call you back and give you an update. Let me tell y'all. Soon as I hung up that phone, I heard my mama voice in my head. She said, H, no. So I called right back within 30 seconds and I said, oh, nah, that ain't gonna work. Like, y'all can't come. And even after, like, people were just, that's part of it, but there was some more as well. But people were just so, I don't know, in the country, I don't think they respect you or what your, you know, loved one wanted as much as they think they should be respected or something. So mm-hmm. I stood at the door. Like, I had my time with my mom about, you know, an hour before everybody else came. But I stood at the door and made sure that only the people that she would want be there would be there. And so, yeah, that was some unsolicited advice. Matter of fact, I'm not going to tell the rest because that wasn't even the advice. After that, I get a text message like,
ooh, preach, brother.
Like,
preach.
Jamal, you want such and such to cook and have such and such to sing this song. What? I was taken back more by that than the initial. This all, you know, come from the same person. So I was about to text back, but I'm not a person that's going to, like, rub you the wrong way and text, disrespect you. And even if, like, what I'm sending isn't intended for that, if I read it and be like, hold on, it can be taken as that, I'm not going to send the message. So, okay, you know, my pull-up game is like, whew. So I pulled up, like, hold on, what you were saying in the text message? Yeah, Jamal, I just think such and such is singing and such and such came over here talking about cooking. I'm like, first of all, my mama don't even like such and such. You know what I'm saying? So let's go with X, all right? And what this song come from? What? Like, because for one, by this time, I done did the whole, we done did the whole program. Like, the who was going to sing. We done talked to them, what they were going to sing. We done talked to the close friends that my mom literally named on who can come and family. So all of this taken care of. So it's like, so I went and talked like, hey, you know, all of my mom friends that she wants to be there, like, I've told them already. So there's nobody else. Like, Jamal, I just told the car. No, don't do that. Not right now. Don't do that. Yeah, I just shut everything down. But that was some unsolicited advice that I will always remember because it was so borderline disrespectful. Like, So, yeah, that's my little story. I'm sorry. It took up a little time, but that was my story.
No, you're fine. Be sure to include the unsolicited advice you gave them at the end.
What? Who I give what at the end? What I say? Ain't no telling what I say.
You make sure you had them sing when you pass.
Yeah, oh, yeah, most definitely. If you don't, I will. Oh, yeah, I got you. The unsolicited advice going to get passed around.
Oh, goodness.
I got you. Yeah, no.
So, yeah, there's a time and a place for everything. Except unsolicited advice, you know? Like, in your situation, it's understood, you know, some people need guidance and some people want to be told exactly what to do, but...
But like you said, those people will ask you.
Right.
I get calls all the time, sometimes too much. Hey, man, what you guys should do in this situation? If you don't just do it and quit calling me, like, but you're right. People were asking. I've never asked anyone. So, yeah, makes sense.
So for that person who likes to give that advice and feels like their way is the way and the truth and the light, just know who your audience is when you try to give that advice because maybe they have it under control. Maybe you could actually learn something from them. You know, take some notes and go give somebody else some unsolicited advice that may actually need it.
Right.
But yeah, that was deep. You know, you handled it well, though.
I did because I was unconscious. Shoot, I was numb. Nothing could bother me at that time. But, you know, once I came back home, I really realized how rude that was. I'm just going to call it rude. I'm not going to call it disrespectful because disrespect is normally someone intending on doing it. But yeah, when I came back home and I took it all in and I tried to get back to my normal life, I was like, dang, that was real life crazy. Like, I ain't never gave no one the impression that I ain't have anything under control. And I never been afraid to ask anyone either, but normally when I ask, you're going to have to... Normally, I'm going to ask the people that's going to give good advice, and I'm going to ask you for, like, a particular thing. So,
Yeah. So there's a way to approach it. If you know you're that person who, you know, gives unsolicited advice, if you know you're that person who always, maybe you don't know you need that feeling of being in control. But, like, sit back and think about it. If you always have something to say about any and everything that someone else is doing, maybe you're the perfect example of, you know, that person. So how can you approach it better? Like, I'm not saying you would have appreciated this more, but, or how, let me just ask you, how would you have felt if instead of calling you saying, you know, you need to have such and such cook because, you know, she cook. That's what she do when somebody passed. That's her specialty. How would you have felt if instead, you know, they came to you and said, oh, do you have somebody that's cooking? Or do you need somebody? Do you need me to get in contact with somebody who can cook for you?
In their defense, it was kind of given in the way of a form of a question and an answer. You know what I'm saying? Like I see what you're saying, and that would have been fine if someone would have said that.
I know what you're saying. Like, it was given in a question and an answer, but it was more of an answer because that's the way it works.
Yeah, you're right. It was more of an answer. It was like, hey, this person asked, do you need a cook? You know, blah, blah, blah.
Like, that's the way it works down there. So it's like now.
The answer was already there. Yeah. They're saying, you need a cook. I should have been smart and said, yeah, I need a cook, but not that one. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Instead, I was like, nah, we ain't eating after nothing. Like, I ain't finna congregate with, like, I lost the most important person ever. I'm finna congregate with the faith. Nope, I'm good. So that was my response to that. I was like, no, I'm not planning to eat in fellowship with the leftovers. So, yeah.
Understood.
That's how I felt. And me and mama never talked about that part, but it wasn't in my spirit to do that. I'm sorry. Nah, I can't do that.
I'm sure she would have agreed with what you went with.
Right. So what about your situation? I know it's kind of ongoing with the baby. If it was done in the form of a question, or if it was done like on a broader scale, like, do you need anything? Do you have any questions or, you know, any concerns? Kind of like the doctor, like the doctor do it.
Yeah.
That'd be better.
And I'm cool with the way the doctor do it, or the doctor did it. Yeah. She don't too much like me no more. If I'm given that opportunity to kind of tell you what's on my mind or how I feel something should be done, then I don't know. I feel like I'll respect you more.
Yeah.
Like, I'll respect your advice more. But if you just handing it out like free candy.
I'm saying the Halloween candy.
Yeah, the Halloween candy that don't nobody like.
What's the one? The nasty candies we used to eat.
You better not say candy corn.
That's my second worst one. My first one.
Candy corn is good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But anyway, if you just handing it out and don't nobody want it, it's not a hot commodity.
Right. It'll seem more conversational by just asking you and then just going from anything. You know, because when you know somebody normally handles or take care of everything, you know, then you got to assume they're doing the same thing or they're on top of, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I was saying before, like, some people actually need that. Some people, well, in that person's defense, some people may be afraid to ask for advice because they may feel like, oh, I don't want to look bad. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. You know?
Mm-hmm.
In that case, maybe, I don't know. I still can't give unsolicited advice a pass. In that case, they need to grow up and just say it. I need help.
I feel like a lot of times the real unsolicited advice givers, like in this case, just had a baby. They probably like, oh, good. This is something I'm kind of expert in. I done had, you know, plenty of kids. I can't tell her nothing else. I might can help with this. You know what I'm saying? So I think that probably played a part, like it jumping the gun, or, you know, they probably just incited in the inside, like, okay, this new to her, but I done did this, you know, four times over.
You know, that made me think of something.
What you got?
So
you're like giggling, snickering, fuck.
It made me think of something because when, like, I wasn't even gonna mention this, but you said they feel like they're a pro at it because they've had kids. Something my cousin just recently told me, and I love him to death. He said it'll be different.
Oh, Jesus. Why did I bring out this?
It'll be different if you knew what you was doing. Then maybe I would listen to you. But just popping out babies don't mean you can give me some advice about mine.
Yeah, right, though.
But yeah, it really opens your eyes. Like, I'm appreciative of the things that, like, I'm appreciative of those who care and, like, actually want to help. But at the same time, you got to give me some space. So if you're a breastfeeding mom, I'm sure you know that before your actual milk comes in, like the first few days, your body instead produces colostrum. Colostrum basically has the same nutrients, or has all the nutrients your baby needs in those first few days of life. So there's no need in, like, supplementing anything, or, you know, like going crazy because, oh, it's not a lot of it, or it may be a lot of it, but your baby's not drinking all of it. Like, it gives your baby what your baby needs from you. Like, it's the most natural way of, you know, giving your baby those nutrients. So in the beginning, anyway, long story short, or long story longer, your body's producing this colostrum, and that's what your baby has to get used to, the latch and all this stuff. So, I think Zai maybe he made a noise on the phone something. I had just fed him. He had his big old man burp. And I'm just, you know, showing them the baby. And he may have wiggled the wrong way or something. But immediately went to, oh, Shaquille, you need to feed that baby. That baby hungry. Like, bro, he pooted. Like,
oh, man.
It was a poot and a wiggle. Like, where does this come from? But it was so, like, so much force behind it. Like, oh, my goodness, you starving that baby. I'm like, chill. Like, I'm new to this, but I'm trying to get used to this. And I don't I don't know how you did it or how they did it back then, but I don't recall anybody in my immediate family, I don't recall them breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. So it's really, unless I say, hey, did you breastfeed? Or I can't do this. I need some help. Unless I literally say that, then, like, keep your negativity and your, like, almost aggression towards the fact that I'm breastfeeding, like, keep that away from me, because that's the last thing I need at this point in time. But yeah, that was some strong advice early on. And that's, like, at first, I ain't gonna lie, I was mad at first. Like, man, come on. I ain't call you for this. I just wanted you to see the baby, but bye.
Bye.
I went from that to kind of just, like, being silent. And that's what I told my cousin. I was like, oh, it's gonna come. Like, get ready for it, because the way our family set up, baby, they gonna tell you when she need to pee, when she hungry, if she got a headache, if her nails too long, they gonna tell you all that from the sound of her cry. And it's crazy because you spend all day every day with her. Like, you've been with her literally her entire life, but the moment she comes in contact with someone else, be it, like, in person or virtually, it's like, oh, they know everything about her that needs to be known. Like, nobody knows your baby more than you. Literally, like, nobody. Like, even the doctors will tell you this if they got some sense. Like, they'll ask you, what do you see? Like, what is he showing you? What is she showing you?
Do he normally do this when he...
Right. They're going to ask you because only you know that. So if you got somebody coming to you, this is the unsolicited advice. If you got somebody coming to you that's trying to tell you what to do, just step back. Mm-hmm. And I can work on this myself. Like, I can work on the way I accept that advice or the way I interpret that advice, because a lot of times if I'm not in the best mood and then you come at me and telling me like, oh, he's sleeping.
We just woke up.
Literally just woke up from an 8-hour nap. 8 hours.
Like, we get that one all the time. Ooh, somebody's tired.
Oh, he rubbed his eye. Maybe he got an eyelash in it, baby. Maybe there's an eye. Do you tend to rub your eye? Maybe it's burning. You know? Anything. He might have just poked himself. Anything. But yeah, I tend to kind of step back and like just try to work on listening first. And then, I mean, sometimes maybe I'm rude or whatever, but I kind of circle back and I'm like, nah, that ain't it. Or nah, he just ate. Or nah, we just woke up.
Nah, I be thinking you be doing a good job. You normally don't say anything. Because Jamal correcting you off top.
That's what I told Jamal in the beginning. Like, oh, my bad. But nobody cares. Like, okay, whatever. But that's what I told Jamal. Like, at first, I would be mad. Like, I would, you know, like, what are you saying? Like, okay, you done had children. Did you do that? Good for you. Children. But I kind of just listen to it. I listen to it. And, you know, sometimes if maybe they'll throw something out there that's worth listening to or worth taking note of. And then I'll, you know, give them a little bit more attention. But other than that, it's like, ooh, baby, please be quiet. Oh, I ain't gonna call you no more.
Oh, shoot.
Like that. But then Shaquille acting funny. But, yeah.
Love your family.
That was last episode. Leave that where it's at.
Shaquille acting funny. Oh. Pass the name on.
We need to throw that in every episode this month. You know, it's the month of giving.
Oh, the month they took our country.
Sweet potato pie stepped on.
All right. Hey. Yeah. All right. What you got for the homework? What you got for the homework?
Homework. I mean, there has been homework throughout this episode. I hope you took notes.
Yeah, the unsolicited advice, just become conscious if you're the one that's giving it. And because sometimes I have to do this. I have to be like, let me quit telling folks. Or let me quit trying to help them out. Let me just let them. But normally when I get my advice, they be like, dang, bro, you right. I ain't think about that. Or dang. But still, I still have to tell myself stop doing that so much because no one asking me. And also, like you, work on your response for it. Like when you get it. So, yep. I would think that would be the homework. I do a great job, but when I get it, I make people feel so powerful.
When you give it, that is exactly what they're missing.
Yeah, so I give it to them.
And it makes you, whether you know it or not, it gives you a little confidence booster too. Like, it makes you feel more powerful because, oh, they needed that and I gave it to them.
There you go. Huh. That's why I give it to them.
But yeah, but also both parties, just be willing to listen. Because you have to listen to understand what's going on, even before you give your advice. So while you're listening, just take it a step further and say, do I really need to, you know, derail it?
Mm-hmm, Jackson pulled it. I wasn't going to say nothing.
Yeah, I just took a deep breath and went to breathe in. Word of advice. Unsolicited advice. If you out there and you're searching for a dog, golden doodle to be exact, they might not tell you online, but they have gas and it stinks bad. So my advice to you, have some Febreze handy. Oh, poopery, wow. Or something. But yeah, Yeah, unsolicited. It's floating all around us. Know when to give advice. Know how to respond to that advice that you're given. And just, you know, love your family.
That's it. Class dismissed.
Peace.